Lawmakers in both the House and Senate will return to Washington early next week, which means we will soon learn more about what will happen with the impeachment trial. Meanwhile, Washington is digesting the sad news that Congressman John Lewis, a giant of the civil rights movement, is battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving is with us. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So we spoke last week about Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who said she was disturbed that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell vowed to coordinate with the White House in the upcoming impeachment trial. Murkowski is one of several Republican senators that could support having witnesses in that trial, something that Democrats want. Here is Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat, speaking with ABC's This Week.
A fair trial means you get to call your witnesses, and Senator Murkowski put her finger on the big issue, right? Is Senator McConnell, the Republican leader, going to try to rig this trial right from the start, working in lockstep with the president and his lawyers, or is he going to allow a fair trial?
Ron, have we heard anything more about whether there will be witnesses, and could one of those witnesses be Joe Biden?
Nothing official. There have probably been communications through staff and intermediaries, but no word of a personal meeting between the leaders or between McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and that may be more where the rub is. Let's talk a little bit about Biden. He had said, no, I'm not going to testify. If they call me, I'm going to refuse the subpoena. Then apparently over the weekend, realizing that's probably not a good look for him to be talking about defying a subpoena when that's kind of what the president's being accused of. He said, well, if there's a good, valid subpoena, I would show up and testify. But his resistance here is based in his reluctance to allow the Republicans to change the subject from what the president did that he was impeached for. And let's change the subject to what the Bidens did in Ukraine. That would certainly be the purpose of bringing him in as a witness.
Now, you said there's been no meeting between McConnell and Pelosi. She has not sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate yet, which could delay a trial. Republicans have derided Pelosi for this. Here's Representative Steve Scalise, Republican on Fox News Sunday.
Maybe she's trying to carry out her own quid pro quo by acting as if she's got some kind of role in the Senate trial. They had a weak case. I think she knows they had a weak case. There was no evidence and no crime committed. And yet they still wanted to impeach the president to appease their radical base.
Ron, what is your sense of when Pelosi will send the articles over to the Senate?
My sense is that this delay isn't necessarily significant, at least not yet. First, there was never a chance that the Senate was going to start a trial before Christmas or immediately after or even before New Year's. So the soonest it was ever going to start in the Senate was the first or second week of January. So whatever delay we're likely to see probably won't amount to that much, maybe an extra week. If that, maybe an extra 2 weeks. This is not a long-term strategy. This was about keeping the center of attention on impeachment through the holidays.
Okay, let's talk about John Lewis, civil rights icon, longtime Democratic representative who announced that he has the most advanced stage of pancreatic cancer. What else do we know about this?
We know that John Lewis will be 80 on his next birthday in February. This is a tough diagnosis for anyone at any age. Pancreatic cancer has long been among the deadliest cancers, but we also know there are new treatments that have been showing real promise in treating this disease, and we know also that John Lewis has been a fighter and a survivor for a long time as well. On his announcement last night, he included a vow to fight this latest battle with all the determination he's brought to other battles throughout his life.
One more thing I want to ask you about, Ron. The Washington Post is reporting today that President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, called the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, in September of 2018. This is the same Maduro who's been described by the Trump administration as a murderous dictator who supports terrorism. So Giuliani called him in September of 2018 to try to negotiate an exit, which would be another example of Giuliani operating shadow diplomacy for the White House. What does this tell you?
One thing we're wondering is what he might have been offering Maduro to get him out. But look, it confirms the suspicion that Giuliani has been operating as some kind of side door Secretary of State or back door national security advisor for some time. And he's doing it around the world and he's doing it below the radar. And it ought to be disturbing, first of all, to the individuals who actually have those jobs, the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor. They have the official responsibility to actually perform these tasks. Officially, officially when Rudy Giuliani's running around performing them unofficially on behalf of the president. It also raises real questions as to what the real U.S. foreign policy is in these and other critical areas of the world. In the Venezuela case, it looks like Giuliani may have been on roughly the same page as the rest of the Trump administration, but in Ukraine, that was clearly not the case. And how many other cases of rogue diplomacy are out there waiting still to be discovered?
That is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks so much and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Jeremy.